Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday with highs right around 70 and the sun's going to be shining. So we can get outside and enjoy Wisconsin, which is nice, but we can also talk travel and get out of here with Rose Gray. How are you?
I am beyond excited for today's show because we've got some serious, serious announcements to make. We've been teasing and promising some group travel for a number of weeks. And just like anything during the pandemic, we've had some challenges with suppliers and things of that nature. So we've got some amazing things to roll out. So I think without further ado, the best thing to do is, first of all, direct everybody to the Fox World Travel website. Okay. Because when you go to Fox Group Travel, you are going to see a whole new page. It's just beautiful. Thank you to Katie and our marketing team for making this new, what we call, landing page, so that you can find our groups more easily and get the details about them quickly and succinctly and make some decisions about where it is you want to travel.
It is new.
Isn't that great?
Fancy.
Love it. So when you go there, you will find some new announcements. And the first one, I'm a bit self-serving. I'm doing the show. I'm going to do mine first, is Timeless Wonders of Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Mekong that I am going to be hosting in February. I've done this trip several times, and it is fantastic, wonderful, mind-blowing. It's not just Vietnam, it is Cambodia as well. So we're talking about Angkor Wat. We're talking about the amazing temples, you know, Angelina Jolie and the temples, and Lost Raiders and all those kinds of things that are happening. Siem Reap is just an incredibly beautiful city. We've got some Killing Fields history, which is sad and somber, but very impactful when you're experiencing it. We will be traveling with our good friends at Uniworld River Cruises, and I could not be more excited about this. So we don't have a ton of space on it. It's going to be a small group. So if you have any desires to be experiencing the Timeless Wonders of Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Mekong with me in February, you can get all the information on that by going to that particular trip. It's listed under the exotics.
Yeah, way at the bottom of that travel group travel page.
We should tell everybody, I'm at a bit of a disadvantage here. My mouse is dead.
Yeah.
So I'm not able to see what Dayton is seeing. So he's going to be my eyes, and yes, I'm going to be the voice for you.
Yeah.
So that's exotic number one, Timeless Wonders.
That's
got to
be one of the first ones of 2024 that you're doing at February 5th through the 21st.
Yes, it will be. So, and you can imagine why I was so anxious to get this going, because February is not that far away. So again, I would let everybody know that it is going to be a small group. So anybody that has some interest in that, you can sign up immediately, or you can go to contact us and reach out and say, I heard Rose, I want to consider it, I need much more information, how can you get that to me? So there you have that one.
Okay.
Do you see something else under exotics?
I do. It is.
Do we need to take a break before we do this one?
Yeah, because this is a big place to go.
Yeah.
It looks like Colleen will be hosting it. So we'll talk about that one coming up next. Fox World Travel Show, we always love to hear from you. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Thanks for listening this morning to WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. We announced one of the big trips. Just a quick recap on that one, Rose, that you're hosting.
Yep, it's Timeless Wonders of Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Mekong. So what ends up happening is we do Hanoi, we do Cambodia, we do Siem Reap and Phnom Penh, and then we sail down the Mekong, and then we end up in Ho Chi Minh City, which was formerly Saigon. Okay. And I like to do it that way. People say, like, oh, I saw it was a little bit less expensive if we started in Saigon and went north, just kind of like Alaska. When you do north to south, it's a little bit, I think, more desirable. You feel like you get that communistic experience in Hanoi. Then you have the beauty and the sadness, I guess, of Cambodia. And then you get on this beautiful river cruise and you learn about the history of Vietnam and the meet the people of Vietnam and all that kind of thing. And it softens, if you will, as you move on down south. So just an interesting thing. I think this will be my fourth time doing this particular trip. And I'm glad that we're offering it again because I love it. Absolutely love it.
All right. FoxWorldTravel.com, all new on the group travel page. So you go to travel. The drop down comes to group travel, and then we're scrolling all the way down to exotics, and we're talking about Colleen's big trip.
It's Visions of Japan.
Yeah.
Japan Dayton is hot. People are asking for it. And so I think a lot of people, including myself, had an experience in Tokyo. Maybe you changed planes there, so you overnighted one time, which is kind of my first experience or whatever, and then thought, oh my gosh, this is a teeming metropolis. What's so great about Japan? Well, first of all, this trip is happening April 14th to the 25th. And if you know about Japan, what time of the year is that?
Cherry blossoms.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yes. So it includes Matsumoto. It includes Mount Fuji, Takayama, Kyoto. So it's a fabulous trip. And you've got the highlights in front of you. Tell us about some of the stuff we're going to do.
Well, yeah. So there's a calligraphy class that you're going to take, a special kimono fitting, interactive cooking demonstration, a gold leaf design class where you're going to make your own keepsake bento box, all kinds of fun stuff.
What about sake tasting?
Oh, yeah. That's in there as well.
Yeah,
got to get the alcohol in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's in there as well. Lots of stuff to do on this trip, it looks like.
For sure. And I just think that we have overlooked Japan as a destination for so long, and this is going to be your opportunity. And Colleen is tickled. I'm going to actually be having lunch with Colleen this afternoon, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some of these trips that we're both going to be enjoying in 2024. And she's just tickled that she's going to be hosting Visions of Japan. So again, that is it's a smaller group. Sometimes when we do these big monster groups to Alaska, people think we have unlimited space on all of our trips. Many of our trips, and especially these exotics, are smaller groups. So if you're thinking about doing that, you're probably going to want to jump on that really quick. And again, the way to do it is you can sign up online. And then an advisor on Monday will get a hold of you and say, I see that you signed up. I'm going to be your advisor, et cetera. But most people on a trip of this magnitude want to start with somebody immediately. So you can contact us by sending an inquiry online or first thing Monday morning, 866-GO-FOX-GO.
Yeah. And again, this is April, so it's not that far off.
No, not at all.
So we want to get in on those if you're interested. Check it out and find out all the information you need. Again, go under travel, group travel, and you'll see all these new trips that we're talking about here. Rose Gray is here with us. And is there another one? Or are those the two big ones we need to talk about?
Those are the big ones. But there's a couple of other ones that I feel like I have to highlight.
Okay.
And some people are just blown away when we tell them about this next one because they've heard in the news that cruise ships can't go into this port right now, but this particular river cruise company is the exception.
Okay.
There you go.
Interesting.
So you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All
Let's
right.
do it.
So it's Venice and the Jewels of Viento. Veneto. And basically why I'm saying that is many, many people recall it was pre-pandemic. So the pandemic sort of overshadowed this news, but big, big cruise ships were coming into Venice and were sort of ruining that port. And so no longer can big cruise ships get into Venice. However, our good friends at Uniworld figured out a way to get a river cruise to start in Venice and do the Po River, and that's what that itinerary is. And so you can river cruise on the Po River in Italy. And so people always ask, you talk about these river cruises all the time, but you never mention Italy. Well, that's because there's really only one river that you can do a river cruise on in Italy, and it is the Po River. And for years, river cruise companies could not figure out how to get the ship onto the Po River. And so that's the way they did it. They literally put it on another ship and brought it to that port, and then voila, there it was. So that's going to be an outstanding trip. That's June 1 through June 9 of 24. So that the way that you can find that one is exactly what Dayton said. So you have to go to the Fox Groups tab, and then we've categorized them so you can find them a little bit more easily. And you'll see Europe land tours, and then you will see what's coming soon. And we won't even talk about that right now. And then Europe river cruises. And the first one is Venice and the Jewels of the Veneto.
7-night cruise.
Yep.
Looks awesome. And whoever put the website together, great job of including a lot of pictures so you can kind of get a feel for what the trip is going to be.
Yeah, we love visuals, right? Yeah. And I think we were remiss a little bit in that. And so we have just absolutely, between the vendors and our suppliers giving us pictures and all of the tour managers, and there's a section on this particular page about the tour managers. You'll see myself and Colleen, but we have many more tour managers than just us. And all the years of all of our pictures are housed in a big library in the marketing team, and they can find them and pull them out and put them on the page.
Great website to check out, foxworldtravel.com. I'm sure we've got a lot more to talk about, and we do have some phone calls and texts coming in as well at 855-616-1620. That's the old National Bank talking text line. Thank you for listening this morning. We'll be right back on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Kind of European sounding. Italy, Isaac. Isaac's pulling out music and making it festive for us this morning. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Let's go over to Richard in Janesville. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for hanging on. What's your question?
Good morning. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
Granted, a nonstop flight is almost always preferable, but from Milwaukee and Chicago to some Caribbean islands, that's not always possible. So, two questions. One, is there a minimum time gap that all airlines use to determine what a so-called legal connection is between connecting flights?
Yes.
And secondly, what is the airline's obligation or responsibility if the incoming flight is slightly late and the connection is missed?
Okay.
Especially if your ongoing flight flies maybe only once or twice a week.
Great. So that's an excellent question. And Dayton, I discussed it a little bit with Dayton off air, and he was surprised to find out that there really is something called a legal minimum connecting time. And it's determined by a couple of different things, including the DOT and the FAA and other people get involved. And every airport is different, and every airline's minimum connecting time can be different. But in general, the minimum connecting time from domestic to domestic at O'Hare is 30 minutes. Can you believe that? And the domestic to international is 1 hour, and the international to domestic is 2 hours. So you see where their thinking is here, right? So when we are going out, we don't have to go through customs or anything like that. So they think 1 hour should be sufficient. And when we're coming back from an international destination, we've got to go through customs in Chicago before we move on to our next domestic flight. With all of that said, if you book a flight on an airline's website or through a travel advisor or on any legitimate booking engine, and you use the connection they're offering, it's the airline's responsibility to honor that connection. Now, believe it or not, there are some people that create their own itineraries. So, for example, they might say, oh, I see there's a one-way flight from Milwaukee to Charlotte, and I see there's a one-way flight from Charlotte to Montego Bay, Jamaica. I'm going to buy those as 2 one-way flights because it's cheaper or whatever their right reason may be. If you do it that way, the airlines have no responsibility to you. But if you book it on their site as a connection that they are offering you, it is their responsibility with certain qualifiers to get you to your ultimate destination.
So the question, Richard, becomes, how long were you given?
Yeah. What made you ask this question, Richard?
Well, actually, in the past, we've had something like 55 minutes, which is coming close to an hour.
Right.
But not quite.
Well, yeah. And interesting.
That's very good. That's very good. Thank you very much. I do have one other quick question.
Sure.
And that is, do you have any late information on the State Department advisory for Jamaica travel?
Well, I was just there at the end of April, and I did see that certain cities had been elevated. Now, again, my mouse is a little wonky today, and I don't have access to the State Department's website right now. But go on and look again, because it was really Kingston that had an alert when we traveled. And, of course, we were flying into Montego Bay, so we didn't take that into account. And quite honestly, when we go, we stay in a villa complex, and we do go off site. We definitely do go off site, but we always have a Jamaican driver with us who doesn't really leave us, and so then we feel like we're safe. Does that help?
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes, it certainly does. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening, Richard. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. We got about a minute left. I think we can answer this text. Where can I get a passport photo taken?
Okay, so most Walgreens take passport photos, and most agencies that offer passport services, now that could be a post office, that could be a clerk of courts, that could be a lot of different entities in various cities.
Right.
And a lot of times, if they are the official passport agency of that particular city, county, village, whatever it might be, they will probably offer passport photos as well. Many people know I live in a tiny little town of Oostburg, which is about 3,000 people, and our post office is an official passport agency and does take passport photos.
Okay.
Yep.
So lots of places to find it.
Yep.
So, perfect. It is the Fox World Travel Show. We do have another half hour to go. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Now we go to Jessica Gatzo and the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Good morning.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, and of course at foxworldtravel.com. It's always posted up there. Rose Gray in studio for 2 weeks in a row now, and for a while, it sounds like, right?
Yeah. I actually have nothing happening until Alaska of this year. So August. Now, speaking of Alaska, we should tell everybody, when you go to that page that we've been discussing,
yes,
there's an opportunity for you to scroll down and see the dates for Alaska 24. You see that?
I have Hawaii. I have Europe land tours. I see coming soon, Europe river cruises. Exotics. There they are, way at the bottom.
Yep.
We've got Alaska. So we've got Alaska and Denali Solstice Adventure, June 9th through the 23rd. Alaska and Yukon On the Road with Colleen, June 17th through the 29th. Alaska and Denali Last Frontier, July 14th through the 28th. And Alaska Denali Explore with Colleen, August 14th through the 18th. So four different Alaska trips up there,
right, and
for 2024.
We're in a holding pattern because we're just finalizing all the contracts with Holland America.
Okay.
So it says there's a number there, and you can call that number to be put on the wait list. You can also go to our website, and you can hit contact us,
yep,
and put in an inquiry and say, heard Dayton and Rose talking about Alaska 2024. I want to be one of the first people notified when these become available, because we are going to Alaska in 24 and I want all the details. So that's how you would get the information first. Again, advantage of being a loyal Fox fan and WTMJ listener.
There you go.
Yes.
So that's under travel, group travel. You can find all these trips we're talking about there. Somebody did text in. It says, Rose, curious as to why April for Japan versus March when the cherry tree blossom. But I looked it up. They blossom for like 4 months out of the year.
Exactly.
There. March, April being the two main months.
Correct. And unlike the capital of the United States, which also has cherry blossom time, if you listen to Steve Scafidi, he went and missed it. So unlike Japan that has a pretty long cherry blossom time, DC's is like a week.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like trying to figure out when fall foliage is going to happen. Same thing, like when are the cherry blossoms going to happen?
Right.
And so, yeah, so we feel confident that we're going to see cherry blossoms.
Yeah, like I said, it says 4 months is a long time because Japan's a big place, right? So
right.
They can go to different areas and find different things. All right, have we announced all the big trips at this point that have been rolled out this week? Because
no.
we had some big ones. What else is
so
there?
So what we want to let everybody know is that under the river cruises, you're also going to find Paris to Normandy, Danube Dreams, and Romantic Rhine. So we've got 4 river cruises already announced for 2024. These also sell out super fast. Now, you know, I love, love, love Paris to Normandy. I love that itinerary. I love the fact that you get to go see the beaches of Normandy. You get to see the American Cemetery. It's a mind-blowing itinerary, but it also includes some fabulous cities like La Fleur and Givenchy, where Monet lived, and you get to go to his gardens and you see his home. So it's not just about zooming up to the beaches of Normandy and turning around and coming back. They do all kinds of different things in between. Then Danube Dreams is one of my favorite because it also includes Prague, which I love. We always recommend or often recommend to people who are saying, how do I start river cruising? Danube is a great way to start. That's an incredibly good way to start. And then Romantic Rhine, that's Amsterdam. So Amsterdam to Basel, and that's a fabulous itinerary as well. So those are on there. And then we also want to let everybody know that under the land tours, you're going to see springtime in Paris, beautiful Britain, Iceland. We've got Iceland again. Huge requests for people to do Iceland. Holland, Luxembourg, and Belgium. That's the Benelux countries, as we call them. That's a unique itinerary that you'll want to take a look at. And then our always popular, always sells out Best of Italy is happening September 20th to October 1. So those are the current land tours. Now, I will tell you, if you go all the way down and look, you'll see some coming soon, which include Ireland, Spain, and Portugal. We talked about the Alaska. If you are interested in German battlefields, stick around. If you know, I've done a battlefields trip with John Bromage several times, and we've had people who've said, okay, this was interesting, and thanks for taking us to the Battle of the Bulge in Luxembourg and the American Cemetery and beaches of Normandy and all that, but what's next? And they've asked for Germany.
Oh, so this is the what's next.
That's right. Rhine and Moselle and the castles of Amsterdam, the Danube Symphony with Budapest and Munich. Also, many of you love traveling with WTMJ hosts,
yes,
or shall I also say retired hosts.
What?
Who might that be? So those will be announced very, very soon. So just so much more coming. And that group department is just cranking them out. I mean, honestly, I feel bad when I have to ask them a question because they have to stop what they're doing to talk to me because they're just working so diligently to get 2024 entire list of everything that we're offering out. So we also had a caller last week, Dayton, if you remember, a lovely lady who said she had 3 people that were looking to do Egypt. I can't announce anything right now, but I can tell you this. If you are considering Egypt, and we know how excited Colleen was about her trip, and we feel very confident, somewhat confident, kind of confident, that the museum will be open in when we travel in 2024. So next week, I know that's Memorial Day weekend and not the best weekend to make big giant announcements, but if you have an interest in traveling to Egypt, it would be a really good idea to go into the website and hit the inquiry button and let somebody know I would be very much looking for an Egypt trip for 2024.
Okay.
That would be a good idea. So get on a wait list for Alaska. Let somebody know about your interest in Egypt.
I cannot say enough how great of a job your website crew did on these trips, because when you click into each one, it just makes you want to go so bad by looking at all the pictures that they've put up this time with all these different trips.
So. Yes, and poor Katie has 4 kids, so and she was she spearheaded this project.
Okay.
So I don't know that she listens on Saturday morning. She's running around to soccer games and things like that. But Katie, you and your team did an outstanding job on revamping this particular
area.
You make
me want to go to every place that's on here. So, all right, we still have a couple segments left. Get your calls in. The Old National Bank Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Thanks for joining us. 9:46. Going to be a beautiful Saturday. Highs near 70 and the sun's going to be shining. So get outside and enjoy it while you can. Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray, taking your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. Let's go to Irene in Illinois. Good morning, Irene. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, Rose. My husband and I absolutely love your show and we never miss it.
Thank you.
No matter where we are. My mother is now 88, and up until COVID, she was a seasoned traveler and traveled after my father died for about 15 years to Alaska and to all over the world. But COVID hit, she got older, and now my husband and I would like to take her to Mexico, and we have our trip planned. We have our flight. We're staying in a two-bedroom condo. My question is, she is a bit frail, can walk with a cane. I've ordered wheelchairs at all the airports we'll be at, but I'm thinking we need a wheelchair at the hotel. How do we bring our wheelchair?
So do you have a collapsible wheelchair that travels?
We do.
Okay.
Yes.
It's pretty easy. The airlines are pretty good when it comes to accommodating these kinds of things. And so they'll check it, and there should not be a charge for checking it, dependent upon the airline, but there shouldn't be a charge. So they'll tag it. And they'll go ahead and put it in cargo, and then they'll have it out for you when you get there. Now, as you're well aware, that means you're then going to have to use the airports, not the airline, the airport. That's where those those wheelchairs come from. The airports wheelchair service. And again, they've been super. I've only had good experiences lately. Some people have called and said, oh my gosh, we ordered it and it wasn't there and that kind of a thing. But really, I've never had a problem. And the other thing I guess to always say is, God loves those who help themselves, or, if you just sit there quietly and don't say anything, sometimes nothing's going to happen. Sometimes I feel a little bit like I shouldn't be as bold as I am, but sometimes I'll say to a flight attendant when I've got a group of people and I know I have somebody that needs a wheelchair, may I just ask, is there going to be a wheelchair for so-and-so?
Okay.
Because they have a list of the people that are supposed to get them. And so they're pretty good about that. And then the other thing would be, you can't, so you're staying in a condo, so the likelihood of getting a wheelchair there is pretty remote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. I would definitely, as long as yours is lightweight and can be folded up, the airlines will definitely check it for you.
Do you need special packaging or, I've traveled with my grandchildren and they have these fancy zipped bags for strollers, for example. Do you need something like that?
If you can find a wheelchair that has that. Now, interestingly enough, I have had to look into that for some of our guests. And there are some that you can purchase that are not all that expensive. And that really would help you out a lot by having everything enclosed, that you can just zip the whole thing up and then a piece isn't missing, the foothold or something like that isn't missing. So they're relatively inexpensive, and I would say that would probably be a good investment.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and keep on traveling. I know that it's tough when you've got somebody that has some limitations, but keep on traveling. That's what keeps us alive.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. Best wishes.
Thanks for listening, Irene. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line. One final segment coming up next. Get your calls in for Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose, the Old National Bank talk and text line 855-616-1620.
Thanks, Isaac. Spain and Portugal, April 2024. Coming
soon. He's setting you up. We're going to recap some of these, but we do have a question here to get us started. It says, do any of the Alaska trips include Kenai Fjords National Park and or Kodiak Island?
So yes to Kenai Fjords National Park. If you are interested in that, you would want to take the Denali trip. Because what happens is we end up in Seward for 2 nights on that particular trip. And that is your opportunity to do an optional excursion to the Kenai on the Kenai Fjords. And okay. So basically think of that as the marine version of Denali. So you're going to see sea life on that trip and some glaciers. So okay. Kenai Fjords, yes. Kodiak Island, no.
Okay, so let's recap because we made some big announcements this week. What do we all have coming up?
So we want to let everybody know Timeless Wonders of Vietnam, Cambodia, and the Mekong with me is up for sale. It's February 5th to the 21st. I've done it. It's amazing. We're doing it with our good friends at Uniworld River Cruises, and they do it right, as we all know. So absolutely check that out. Then Visions of Japan with Colleen, April 14th of 2024. Our first group trip to Japan, and Colleen is taking it. We're excited. It's in response to an overwhelming number of people requesting Japan travel. And so we know people want to go to Japan. If you have an interest in Egypt, let somebody know. 866-GO-FOX-GO. Call Monday 9 to 5. Just say, heard Rose on the radio. If this whole thing comes together, please make sure I get the information first. And then you can do the same thing with Alaska. We've got the dates already out for Alaska. And if you know that you specifically want one of them, let me know. We just got a text that said, is Fox World Travel hiring agents? We're hiring all kinds of people. Go to our website, go to YFox, and you'll find our career page, and there are lots of opportunities there.
Okay.
All right?
Again, kudos to the website, Revamp. When you go to travel, you'll see exclusive Fox groups, you'll see destination weddings, bar restaurant groups, multi-generation trips. There's all kinds of stuff on here, special interest trips as well. So
yeah.
They can help you with everything if you go to foxworldtravel.com and check it out. This was a good show.
I liked it. News. And again, even though it's Memorial Day weekend next week, don't skip. And again, you can always go to our website to see the podcast, and you can go where to see it.
You can go to wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, Apple, WTMJ.com. Yeah. It's kind of universally out there.
Yeah. And you know what? I got to tell you, I listened to The Hired Show today at 6 o'clock this morning, and Craig Karmazin was on.
Yes.
And so that's also, if you want to work at a cool place besides Fox World Travel, Good Karma Brand sounds like my kind of place.
Yes.
If I didn't already have a job, I'd be applying. So lots of good information on the WTMJ website. You can find that Hired Show there.
As somebody who only works here part-time, they do a lot of fun stuff here.
Yeah.
So not only do they work hard, they find time to get together and hang out and do
and
fun
what
things.
A fabulous, remember in September when we moved in here, we're like, what is this going to be like? And it's outstanding. Other than the fact that my mouse is dead.
We will revive the mouse. A little resuscitation for next week. We do it every Saturday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It's the Fox World Travel Show. We appreciate you listening today. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.